Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch, and you can find me on my website, risingmoonastrology.com, and my Facebook page, Rising Moon Astrology. On the website, you'll find some resources and information about how to schedule a reading with me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. This is my overview for the new moon in Scorpio of November 18th. This is a serious-minded new moon in a sign that is known for its depth of insights and for the sharp incisiveness of its understanding. This is a no-nonsense kind of energy that asks us to face up to what we need to see now in order to move forward. But it makes a healing trine to Chiron, reminding us that the goal of all of this tough looking at what is designed to help us move forward in a good way. At 6:42 in the morning Eastern Time, on Saturday, November 18th, the new moon in Scorpio arrives. We welcome a Scorpio new moon every year around this time, as autumn turns toward winter, shadows lengthen, and night comes earlier. This year's Scorpio season is more highly charged. The presence of Jupiter, newly arrived in this sign of secrets and insights, makes everything bigger. Jupiter entered Scorpio on October 10th, the day Ronan Farrow's story in The New Yorker significantly expanded allegations against Harvey Weinstein, published by Jody Kantor and Megan Toomey in The New York Times on October 5th. Since then, an avalanche of reports of harassment, abuse, and assault has gathered momentum. There is no need to list details. What is relevant here is how very Jupiter in Scorpio this is. Secrets blowing up so spectacularly they can no longer be ignored. Scorpio is the sign of political skullduggery as well as sexual taboos, and in that arena too, Jupiter's influence is felt. On October 30th, the Sun just passed its conjunction with Jupiter, and the Moon and Neptune conjunct in Pisces and trining the Sun in Jupiter. Robert Mueller's investigation announced its first indictments. More will follow. Now we reach the new moon. This is the time for planting seeds, setting goals and intentions that lead to new beginnings. What can we possibly imagine planting in such times, when the soil feels like something between a fetid swamp and hard rock? To answer, we look to Scorpio's strengths and gifts. Scorpio is one of the most insightful signs of the zodiac. The fact that Scorpionic intelligence often has a very sharp edge does not diminish its value. This is the sign of the detective, dogged and tireless in pursuit of the truth. If there are areas in our lives that call for scrutiny, if aspects of our character or behavior call for self-examination, this new moon can help. We can ask the universe for help in facing what we need to face. A related skill is an excellent bullshit detector. Are there areas of life in which we're unsure whether we're being told the truth? Relationships in which we're not sure we're hearing the full story? We can plant seeds of discernment and courage, the ability to see what's happening and the strength to call it out. Scorpio knows how to navigate shadow. Where are we in denial? Where are we glossing over shortcomings? Equally important, where are we minimizing our gifts? Especially the quirky ones our parents never quite embraced. If we wish to partner with the inevitable changes of life, we've got to know ourselves deeply. This new moon can initiate that deeper look. In all of these areas, what is happening on the world stage affects us personally. Sometimes the impact is very direct as we reflect on our own experiences of harassment and abuse. Sometimes the effect comes as we watch the reactions of those around us and learn who is shocked, who understands, who sees the need to change, and who shrugs it off, minimizing or justifying. It was a long time ago. Things were different then. It's their word against his. As secrets come to light, fault lines open. The fissures can be very deep and feel impossible to cross. Are we permanently divided? Is there a way back? The new moon encourages us to pause. The moon and sun, both at 26 Scorpio, are in conjunct Uranus and Eris at 25 and 23 Aries. This is an awkward angle between forces that have little common ground. Uranus and Eris have been dominating world events for some time now, turning the established order upside down, creating revolutionary changes, and blowing things up. This new moon calls for taking stock. The upheaval has been pervasive. Where are we at this point? What has been valuable? What needs to be corrected or mended? What shadow figures have crawled out of hiding? We may not have the ability to slow the world down. We can choose to reduce our reactivity, lower our stress, and allow our psyches the time and space to adjust. These can also be new moon intentions. The most direct connection this new moon makes is to Chiron at 24 Pisces. Chiron is the wounded healer, the one who has learned to understand and integrate his hurts. The wounded part most of us can relate to. So much feels broken. And what makes the pain deeper is the realization that these wounds are not new. Whether we look at corruption, influence peddling, the use of power to control and manipulate, violence, sexual aggression, deception, or greed, we are looking at old, old patterns. With new focus and energy, we hope to find a balance, a new justice. And yet the ongoing revelations can leave us feeling exhausted. Another one? Really? It feels like too much. The link between the new moon and Chiron offers healing. This is a reminder that even though we may revisit old wounds, we are not in the same place. We are older, hopefully wiser, and more skillful. With a little luck, we have more resources and possibly a community of support. Whatever we still need to move toward healing, those things can likewise become wishes for the new moon. This new moon also forms a wide square to the nodes of the moon, all three in the stubborn, fixed signs. The south node, the past, says in Aquarius, "Let's look at the big picture and what the community needs. Details are less important than big principles." The north node, the future, in Leo, says, "Wait a minute. We, the people, including ordinary people and children, are important. Our voices are important." Scorpio says, "Focus on what is really going on, and it's not what it looks like." The involvement of the nodes of the moon reminds us our choices have consequences. This is not a new moon to ignore or make light of. We have an opportunity to check ourselves, to examine our environments and relationships with Scorpio's piercing gaze. The goal is not to annihilate, but to heal, to find ways across the divide and become whole. We choose the seeds, our wishes and intentions, and partner with the universe to see strong, healthy results. May it be so. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you all the depth and understanding that a Scorpio new moon can provide, and the support to choose the best wishes and intentions to bring us all to a good place. Thank you for listening.